So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Okay, Darren, in December, we celebrated the 7th anniversary of Through the Grapevine. That means we have sampled 1,456 bottles of wine.
Then it's a good thing we do the show from Brown Derby International Wine Center.
Why is that?
Because we have over 2,000 different wines. This show can go on forever.
So join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. at Brown Derby International Wine Center or on AM 560 KWTO.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-391-1755. That's 1-800-391-1755.
A winter weather advisory in effect late tonight. Flood watch goes into effect tomorrow morning. It'll be cloudy this afternoon, the high 41. Evening showers tonight, becoming breezy late. Rain and drizzle ending before the temperatures fall below freezing, low 28. Clouds and breezy, periods of sleet and freezing rain tomorrow morning. Maybe some rain and a thunderstorm by the afternoon. A high tomorrow at 37. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 38 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM KWTO Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too for Open Line Thursday, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Gail, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. I'm calling about ZytoScan. It has to do with essential oils.
Okay.
And that's about, is that a valid scan? Is that helpful?
I don't know that brand. I know a fair number of essential oils. I don't know that brand. It may be good, but I just have never looked it up.
Okay. It's not a brand. Apparently, it's a kind of a test. To see what oils a person would
use.
Be beneficial. And that's about all I know about the Z-Y-T-O.
Spell it again.
Z-Y-T-O.
I'll look it up and I'll mention it next week if I can find anything.
Okay, well, thank you.
Sorry, but I do like to find new information. I'll do what I can.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And, folks, now is your turn. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And, of course, remember, it is the season where your skin may be thirstier than your mouth. Dry, chapped, and, uncomfortable, or even developing a rash from all kinds of dryness. The antidote, Backcountry Natural Pure Emu Oil, the greatest thing in the world. Goes right through your skin, and it's safe, and it's good. Also, their Monster Omega capsules. I prefer those to fish oil because they're grazed right here in the Ozarks, no mercury. And K-A-L-A-Y-A lip balm. Intense moisturizing external emu pain relief cream. Emu oil is the best thing in the world for your skin. Emu lotion's phenomenal when you need that kind of thing. And, of course, it is available throughout the Ozarks at most health food stores and pharmacies. www.naturalemuoilproducts.com. The best thing in the world for your skin. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. The best time now to call to get your answers to everything related to health at no charge. And, of course, if you want the best concentrated food supplement you can have, Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate, available at real grocery stores in the produce department. It's my favorite supplement. 3,750 orex, that's antioxidant, that's equivalent to three, you know, almost four servings of any other fruit and vegetable. Smashingly good, 2 tablespoons, lowers your cholesterol, anti-inflammatory, lowers your blood pressure, tastes good, nothing better. Nature Blessed Tart Churches Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. To call right now for real answers to your health and wellness and medical problems. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And now is the time to do it. And of course, don't forget, you can get everything you need at the best health food store in the world, Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there on South Glenstone, next to FedEx office, loaded with goodies, 30% off on books all year, 30% off on 2 or 3 lines of health food products. They carry all of my goodies, Dr. Sheely's Essentials, Dr. Sheely's Youth Formula, Dr. Sheely's Magnesium Lotion, Progesterone Cream, 5 Bliss Oils, but thousands of other goodies. The place to go, the place where I shop, and you should too if you want a real health food store. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I have a question about supplements, Doctor. Is there any supplements that you should not mix when you're taking them?
Well, if there is, I must be doing it wrong. Because I mix scores of them every day.
Well, the wife and I have been on supplements from back way in the 90s, and it's a variety of everything that we take. Sometimes I wonder if we're not hypochondriacs, but I got to wondering, you know, like some things you shouldn't mix when you take them, and I thought, well, I know the man to ask.
Well, you know, as far as I know, Nick, I don't know of anything I wouldn't take it. I only have about 40 different supplements that I take. And I've been on the...
Well, we're not quite that advanced.
So if there's something wrong with it, I must do something wrong. But, you know, I'm still pretty darn healthy, so I think it's okay. Great question, though. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doctor.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Andrea, good afternoon.
Dr. Sheely, hi, and how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. What's up?
Good, good. I have a question. I believe it was either last week or the week before when Dr. Soren got to the studio. He talked about the fact that you should be doing some work related to stem cell treatment.
You're well. She's breaking up, isn't she? Andrea, sorry, go a little slower because you're breaking up somewhat in the call.
Okay, Dr. Soren mentioned that you're going to be doing some work with stem cell treatment.
Can you get that? I just... Oh, stem cell treatments. Okay, now I've got... Well, yes, stem cell treatments can be good. Actually, I prefer something called exosomes, E-X-O-S-O-M-E-S. Those are not the cells, but they're actually the useful content of the cells. About a tenth the cost of stem cells, and they do the same thing.
That sounds wonderful. I don't have any conditions that would require, quote, stem cell therapy, but I think it's wise to get things done before you have Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever. Why wait till a crisis occurs to have treatment? Why not do something support him.
I agree that in any kind of significant chronic or even acute sometimes illness, I do like the idea of exosomes, and we do offer them at the clinic.
All right, good. How many treats? Oh, I'm going to come in and have it done when I get back from New Jersey.
You know, I just, you're breaking up so much, I just go slower.
Okay, how many treatments would you advise someone to have?
Ah, well, anywhere from 3 to 10, depending upon the seriousness of the illness.
Okay. And then how would you determine that enough treatments have been done?
I didn't hear you again. What did you say?
How would you determine then?
Well, we have to evaluate what's wrong, and then we can make that decision as to how many treatments or how long it will take.
Okay. It all sounds great.
Well, it really is great. It's the simplest thing in the world. I've had it twice myself on general principles, and Dr. Soren has had it at least once. And we do, you know, we always do this stuff on ourselves before we offer it to the public, no matter what the data shows. So we know this is safe, simple, and good.
It sounds great. How would, I know, well, I'm speaking to someone today, they have a relative who has Alzheimer's. How effective would this treatment be for that person?
For what? Alzheimer's?
Yes.
There, you know, I would think that the cranial PIMP and just plain old good vitamins might be what I'd start with. It would be, I have some very good thoughts about the using of gamma PIMP for early Alzheimer's. Now, if it's advanced, it's too late.
Okay. All right, good. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much.
Hey, I'm so sorry we couldn't hear you well, Andrea. Have a good one. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. Dr. Shealy. I have had a cancer surgery, and I'm about 6 months out from the reversal, and I am having trouble staying regular. I move pretty good for a couple of days, and then it backs up, and then all of a sudden, how do I stay regular instead of all of the variations?
Okay, there are two things that are critically important. Number one is fiber in the diet. Do you know whether you're eating, you know, natural foods that are high in fiber?
Yeah, we eat lots of vegetables and fruits.
Good, that should do it. Then are you taking some probiotic foods, such as plain Greek yogurt?
No, I'm not.
Then I would order, plain Greek yogurt is the best in my opinion. You can take capsules. G is in George, R8 Dophilus is a good one. But I like plain Greek yogurt. I would start with a half cup a day, and after a couple of days, go to a full cup once a day. That often reestablishes the normal bacteria in your bowel and can be the greatest things in the world.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, try that, and if not, let us know.
All right, I will do. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Alice, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I got a couple things.
Good.
There you mentioned the Greek yogurt. How does kefir register there for the probiotics in there?
Again, kefir is good. I don't like the flavored kefirs, of course, because I don't like the flavored yogurts either. But kefir is second only to plain Greek yogurt. And for some people, it may be better. You know, each of us is quite unique and individual. And, of course, then number three is kombucha tea.
Yes, yes. And another thing, you talked about the vitamins being mixed and all. Someone had told me that the calcium shouldn't be taken at the same time you're eating foods with iron, that maybe they should be taken between meals or something, that calcium robs the body of iron or something. Do you know anything about that?
That can be true. However, of course, in general, Americans don't need extra calcium most of the time. In fact, there's a book that suggests that the problem is not cholesterol, but calcium. Americans consume an average of at least 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium. In other countries, it's like an average of 200 to a maximum of 250 milligrams. We don't need 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium. Calcium is also extremely bad with magnesium orally because it interferes with the absorption of magnesium. And in fact, magnesium's so poorly absorbed through the mouth that I don't recommend it at all. I only like it through the skin. And the other thing is, if you are requiring iron supplements, they are far better if you add vitamin C to take with them.
Yeah, we're not taking the iron right now, but I was talking about the calcium. And
yeah.
Of course, I was recommended that you should take the calcium Cytocal, Citrocal.
Oh, well, there's dozens of ways of taking calcium. You know, the best way, in my opinion, is milk. But I haven't taken a calcium supplement that I can remember in my life.
I was diagnosed with osteoporosis, and they suggested the 2 shots a year. What do you know about those?
Well, I wouldn't go near it with a 10-foot pole. I would take boron, 12 milligrams a day. Magnesium.
Take what?
Boron, 12 milligrams a day. And obviously magnesium lotion and the right kind of movement. Now, you can either do Bounce, go to YouTube and look up Bounce with Dr. Sheely, that's a good one, or get one of the Vibe machines and stand on that 10 to 20 minutes a day. Okay?
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. 862-9977. 800-375-0056. And, folks, there is one and only one real acupuncture clinic in this area, practically in the whole United States, that I can recommend above all others anywhere in the world. Wellness Concepts Clinic with Dr. Jill. That's the finest acupuncture you can possibly think about even. And of course, they have all kinds of other chiropractic and nurses and other and massage therapists. 1200 East Woodhurst, Suite R300, 877-1300, wellnessconceptsclinic.com. Dr. Jill, the acupuncturist of the Greater Ozarks, and the one you to consult if that's what you're interested in. And, of course, if you have not yet signed up for my free email newsletter, Norm Sheely, NormSheely.com, you can get a free book, 90 Days to Self-Health, or autogenic training, free, and 1 to 3 times a week, you'll get my medical health questions that I think are most important for that particular week at no charge. And, of course, if you're interested in the world's original holistic medical clinic, Sheely Soren Wellness Institute, 2840 East Evergreen, 351-5221. The place where we treat all the chronic things that do not respond to conventional medicine. Whether it's pain, depression, anxiety, hypertension, cancer, we specialize in the safe alternatives at Sheely Soren Wellness, 351-5221. And today, we specialize right now in your questions at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. The place to come right now. And, of course, what's your biggest problem? Anxiety? Depression? Fatigue, energy, weakness, pain, all of these things are not well, are significantly treated with conventional medicine. Every week, I see a number of people who are on up to 3 antihypertensive drugs and still have hypertension with all of the so-called side effects, fatigue, erectile dysfunction, and just can't function, and yet high blood pressure despite 3 drugs. 99.999% of the time, we can get them off all of those drugs safer and return your energy with normal blood pressure. And, of course, the thing that is missed by 100% of chiropractors and MDs is a sacral shear, a rotation of the sacrum. Again, I see several of those every week that have been missed by scores of other people. It's a rotation of the sacrum, commonly causing pain throughout the low back, can be anywhere down the pelvis or into the, even all the way to the foot, and it's correctable in 30 seconds and safe, and 99% of the time, if you'll do the cross knee stretch afterwards, it won't come back. Sacral shear. There's only one real DO in town, and he's so busy you can't get in for about 6 months. But if you've got chronic low back pain and it hasn't responded to anything else, the time has come to call Sheely Soren Wellness, 351-5221. And the time to call right now is 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And I just want to mention a few of my favorite things. How many of you have ever heard of The 12th Planet by Zachariah Sitchin, S-I-T-C-H-I-N? I've read probably well over 15,000 books in my life. I'm a bookaholic. And my favorite author, perhaps of all time, is Zachariah Sitchin and his chronicles of Nibiru, the 12th planet, the huge planet that has an orbit of 3,600 years and probably is the foundation of humanity and all of our so-called religion background. I think his encounters with The Divine Encounters is my second favorite of his many chronicles. But if you haven't read it, it's worth thinking about. Divine Encounters or The 12th Planet with Zachariah Sitchin, S-I-T-C-H-I-N. And of course, every day, infinitely more important than anything that has ever been shown in the last 50 plus years on television is reading. I prefer a reading 2 to 3 hours every night to any television. And I don't turn it on. Probably never will turn it on again. I think it's the biggest waste of time in the world. Not enlightening, not elevating of anything, a waste of time and energy. If you haven't tried it, start reading instead of watching useless information. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And of course, the biggest thing in the world right now as a damage to yourself that you can avoid is what I call dumb phones. Cell phones are even worse than television in ruining your brain and your life. Nobody, except maybe a police officer, maybe, or some kind of emergency service, may need instant phone calls. But you don't need people calling you every minute of the day, and especially of the night. And the most important part of cell phones to me is they're damaging to your brain. It at least doubles the incidence of brain cancer. Now, all cancer is bad. But to me, brain cancer is the worst of all because it destroys you in every way, and there is no conventional treatment that is totally safe and works well. Surgery can occasionally work, radiation never permanently, but in children with malignant tumors, it's sometimes very curable, but rarely in adults. So avoid cell phones like the plague. I think they may be, in the long run, even worse than 5G, although I don't think 5G is good or should come here. And I don't trust politicians of any nature anywhere in the country because they have created the greatest mess that we've ever seen. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Now, how many times in a day do you just sit back, take a deep breath, and let it go? Just, can you fix every problem that comes to your attention? Can you fix many problems that come to your attention? How much energy and time do you have to devote to trying to correct problems that you did not create, that other people create. In fact, since 1972, I detach from almost everything like that. Who cares? I don't have energy to waste on other people's nonsense. I get over 100 emails a day, and I have to say, I delete maybe a quarter of them without even opening, just looking at what they say. And I do forward a free of the important ones to friends, but, and occasionally, and I have one or two of my patients and listeners who send me great information occasionally, thank you. But the important thing is, can I fix it? Or do I have the energy or money or whatever it takes to try to correct the problem or get rid of it? If not, detach. Who cares? And that is where autogenic training, which I have been practicing and teaching since 1972, comes in. It's a very simple technique that was developed by Johann H. Schultz in 1912, and to me, it is the star, and of course, was the foundation for beginning biofeedback. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. We'll be right back.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. A Carthage man has been convicted of first-degree murder in the shooting death of his neighbor in 2016. Ricky Marchbanks claimed he shot Jeremy Nieper in self-defense because Nieper was pointing a gun at him. Prosecutors say no gun was found at the scene, and Marchbanks had left a phone message before the shooting saying he was going to kill Nieper because Nieper had tipped over his lawnmower. Prosecutors say Marchbanks also fled the area after the shooting. Missouri Department of Revenue officials say the state's redesigned temporary license plates should make them harder to counterfeit. Officials say the new temporary tags are holographic and reflective, making them easier to see at night. They say if someone tries to photocopy one of the new paper tags, the word void will appear on the copy. And a man is suing CSL Plasma for wrongly identifying him as having HIV. The man, identified only as J.H., says the company sent him a letter telling him his blood had been tested and that he had HIV. He says a doctor tested his blood and found that he did not have it. J.H. is suing for defamation and a HIPAA violation, claiming CSL Plasma sent the false HIV result to another plasma company. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Statistics show that you or a loved one will likely need long-term care after the age of 65. With the average cost for a nursing home being about $70,000 a year, it could be devastating in more ways than one. Knowing your options could save your health and your wealth. Learn the 4 critical ways to protect your savings by attending Randy Floyd and Leisha Seary's Nursing Home Necessities, 4 Ways to Pay. Leisha Seary, a respected elder law attorney, and Randy Floyd, a financial planner, will be holding an open forum workshop on Thursday, January 23rd or Tuesday, January 28th at the Golden Corral on Primrose Street in Springfield. Register online at floydfinancialgroup.com or call us at 1-800-338-0430 to reserve your spot. As president of the Floyd Financial Group and talk show host, Randy's been helping people navigate retirement and long-term care strategies for nearly 20 years. Leisha Seary, a respected elder law attorney, will also be there to answer legal questions and talk about the legalities of planning. Don't miss this workshop. Call 800-338-0430 or visit us online at floydfinancialgroup.com to register.
A winter weather advisory in effect for late tonight. A flood watch goes into effect Friday morning. It'll be cloudy this afternoon, the high 41. Evening showers tonight, breezy late, some rain and drizzle. That should end before temperatures drop below freezing, below at 28. Clouds and breezy, some sleet and freezing rain tomorrow morning, followed by rain and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, the high 37. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
It's 39 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy with you, and you can be here too at 862 800-375-0056. 800-375-0056. Bob, good afternoon.
Hi, Doctor. I heard something in the media this morning that I had never heard before. I wondered if you knew anything about it, and if so, what your comments might be. And that is whether it's just in certain medical institutions or it's become nationwide, and I've lost track, that newborn infants, by policy, are being required to have K2 injections.
I think that is true.
Do you know if that's nationwide, or is it just basically from one medical institute to another?
Well, I don't know. I think it is up to the individual physician involved or the hospital, but I believe it's pretty universal.
Do you have any personal thoughts about the idea?
It's one of the few things that I consider excellent. You know, it's safe, it's good for the immune system, and it prevents excess bleeding.
Right, that bleeding issue was the thing mentioned.
Yeah.
Is there any concern about the potential of it being synthesized versus somehow organic and causing issues with the body?
Well, you know, obviously the quality of the injection is important. There's several different varieties of vitamin K, but I like vitamin K2, and in general, it is safe.
Okay. Thought just hit me, you know, if nature didn't have it already within it, are we doing harm or something, somehow improving on it?
If people ate adequately, Bob, if people ate real food instead of 80% of the food that is junk, it would not be a problem. But we got to face it.
Through breast milk, then.
Let's face it that the average American has a diet that is unhealthy.
Right, but if the diet was healthy in general, then breast milk being the food for the baby,
exactly.
I'm guessing, caused the baby's system to make it.
You're right, but again, I would say perhaps 80% of the mothers don't have the best diet in the world.
Yeah, so if possible, somebody who knows they're healthy would want to opt out of something like this. I mean, I hearken back to our first child in 1982, and the thing back then was putting either silver nitrate or nitrite in the eyes of every newborn infant to, you know, prevent against the potential of gonorrhea with a vaginal birth.
Right.
And, you know, my wife and I knew we were not carrying that in any way, shape, or form, and we were allowed to sign out of that.
Well, I do believe that a parent has the right to choose what happens to the baby, but that's an individual state and sometimes local thing that you'd have to battle.
Sure. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Great question. Thank you. 862-9977 800-375-0056. Jesse, good afternoon.
Hey, Dr. Shealy, happy Thursday to you.
Well, thank you. You too.
I've just had my first round ever. I'm in the middle of it with a Bell's palsy.
Okay.
I wonder a couple of things. I had a really aggressive trigger point type of massage, and after about 2 days after that, my head was still hurting pretty dramatically on the left side, and then on the third day, I woke up and had Bell's palsy, had the effects of Bell's palsy, and I wondered if you thought that might have contributed. Not that I'm seeking any redress, just curious.
Well, obviously, the fact that you had pain in the, in the area after the massage means to me it was a little more than it should have been. I mean, massage should be relieving pain, not causing it.
Okay.
And so anytime you irritate tissue, it makes it more vulnerable for other things that are going on. Now, theoretically, a Bell's palsy is the result of a virus. And so it's possible that you had the virus and might not have gotten it unless they, irritated the tissue.
Okay. Well, the most effective treatment so far seems to be acupuncture. Is there anything else that you might recommend that could help? I did the whole steroids and antivirals with little effect at that point.
Well, I think electrical stimulation with a TENS device in the proper points can do just as well or better than acupuncture.
Oh, okay. Now, we have one of those small I guess, a battery-operated, like a rechargeable little TENS thing that you put on your lower back. Would that be something that would work on my face, or would it have to be something more directly?
Try it. Do you know anything about acupuncture points?
No, I don't. Okay, I'm familiar with the term. I just don't know where they are. There's a point
between the thumb and on the back of the hand, between the thumb and the first finger. That is hoku.
Put
one patch there. That's the most important one for getting to your face. In this case, I would put the second one, you know where the mastoid bone is?
From my jaw?
No, on the back of your head, behind the ear.
Oh, no, now I do.
Okay, and then move over about an inch where there's the on the base of the skull, and that's right near gallbladder 20. And so put it.
That's exactly where my pain is.
Okay, we'll put a patch there, and stimulate gently, just enough to feel it.
Okay, good deal. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey,
have a great weekend.
Let me know how it works. Also, by the way, take plenty of vitamin C.
Ah, okay. I take about 2,000 milligrams a day.
Do
I take more than that?
Well, do you take a B-complex also?
Yes.
Good. Then I might go up to 3,000 or 4,000 a day to see if that would help speed it up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I certainly appreciate it, actually. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Thanks for calling. 862-9977-800-375-0056. The number to call right now for Open Line Thursday. And the number to call if you want to see Dr. Sergei Sorin or Dr. Norman Shealy, 351-5221. And, of course, if you want to see and evaluate and get all the products that I use and recommend myself, go to normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And there you can sign up for my free email newsletter and get a free book and or a free autogenic training, the basic Schultz, my favorite self-regulation tool. Been around for a long time, but free to you to sign up for my newsletter, 862-9977-800-375-0056. Donna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. I'm the one, you know, that's just studying to try to get 10% as smart as you are. But anyway, I come across some of my studies this week, and it suggested a purpose for the appendix. It suggests it's kind of a storage place for healthy probiotics for the body. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes, that's true.
So all of these, I don't say all of them, a lot of these surgeries that doctors do sometimes take the appendix out is not necessarily in your best interest.
Well, I wouldn't, I don't think taking out the appendix electively just while because you're there for something else, I do think that's a bit of nonsense.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I don't like to call names, but I know somebody that, like I said, they were in there stirring around anyway, so I thought, we'll take this out just for preventive maintenance, I guess you'd say.
Well, they wouldn't have my permission to do that.
Right. Well, I just wondered. Now, at the same time, I've often wondered just in my mind, because I believe in God, I thought, now, why did God give us an appendix?
Exactly. It has a good purpose. But
so anyway, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, that's a great question. Thank you. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Jeannie, good afternoon.
Yes, I've got a question about vitamin D. What would be the best way, other than, sunshine, what are the best sources to get vitamin D?
Okay, how much do you weigh?
136.
Okay, for you, you need about 50,000 units of D3 the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month. Every 10 days. That gives you an average of 5,000 units a day. and Biotech, BIO-TECH, is the company where we get it, and I recommend it highly.
Oh, okay. So is that about the closest to the natural that there would be?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. And then, it's the greatest single thing for your immune system.
Oh, okay. All right. And then I had another question. I had talked to you about the cytomegalovirus. Cytomegalovirus.
I'm sorry?
And CMV.
Yeah.
You said vitamin C and 3 to 5 injections. How far apart in time would you give those injections?
Well, it needs to be ideally 2 or 3 times a week when you're getting them. You know, it works better if you supplement them that fast.
Oh, okay.
But not every day. Yeah.
Have 3 of them taken care of within a week's time.
Can be, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I was just curious how far apart those injections, you know, that you would need to do those.
Well, again, it depends on what's wrong, but you know, like in an acute virus, I sometimes just do 1.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay, so it doesn't sound like it would take that long to get rid of that virus.
Well, you know, again, it depends on what it is.
Okay. And so do you just do blood samples and send them out for testing?
Not generally, if we don't know what we're dealing with, we may. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I needed to know then.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Jesse?
Hello again. My apologies for calling twice in a day. However, I just discovered that the 10th unit type of device that we have is a solid. It's only made for, like, the lower back.
Ah, okay.
And do you guys sell or rent out 10th units?
You know, actually, we do. You know, they're so inexpensive these days, Jesse. I think they're only about $50 or $55.
Oh, great. So can I come by your office to purchase one or buy one? Would you suggest one online?
You could get one online from normsheely.com or the office at 2840 East Evergreen.
Oh, perfect. One last question. Is there a treatment that you can recommend for, and I hope I'm saying this right, glossal pharyngeal something or
other? Glossopharyngeal neuralgia.
Yes.
Now that's a big one, because there you're dealing with one of the cranial nerves. Here again, it is possible sometimes to control that. There's a place under the jaw where I might put a tens, as well as that place down on the between the thumb and the first finger.
Oh, okay. Any other, if somebody has that, should they come and see you, or is there, the doctor's basically saying there's nothing that can be done for somebody that has it other than some sort of surgery in extreme cases?
Well, I'm a big believer that there's an alternative that's much safer, and usually it's some kind of electrotherapy, and we could test it in the office when they come in.
Oh, great. Okay, well, thank you once again. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Dan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shirley. Appreciate your helping us out here with our health issues. I'm about 60 years old, and I've had Hashimoto's disease since, I think, 97. And I take about 100, I take about an average of 210 milligrams of Armour thyroid. I kind of take an alternate between 180 and 240, alternating. And I just wonder if there's anything else I can do nutritionally, health-wise, to kind of improve this.
Well, obviously, Hashimoto's is an autoimmune disease, which means that your entire immune system is not quite up to snuff, so to speak. And but if there's nothing but the Hashimoto's, the only alternative, and I do like Armour's thyroid, by the way, much, much better than the synthetic stuff. The one that I would like most is stimulation of the ring of fire with fire bliss, because that helps your whole endocrine system somewhat and does help give you energy and increase your anti-stress hormone, DHEA.
Okay.
That would be at the top of my list.
Top of the list, okay. All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Speaking of fire bliss, remember, there are five bliss oils: fire, air, water, earth, and crystal. Each of them is individual, specific for what it can do, and they're all the best things I know for certain things. Mary Jane, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Is there anything that the TENS machine could do to help insomnia?
Well, the single best thing is timed-release melatonin.
I've tried that, and it doesn't work for me.
You tried timed-release?
Yes, I did.
How much?
Something like 20 milligrams, a lot.
Okay, that is a lot. Then the only other thing I know would be cranial electrical stimulation, the Fisher-Wallace electrical stimulator used in the morning for 1 hour can often help. Now, have you tried tryptophan?
Yes, I've tried that too.
And you've tried some B-complex and some lithium orotate with it?
No, I think I tried that.
Well,
I tried that, but I didn't put the B-complex with it.
It sounds to me as if the most important thing could be a cranial stimulator, which you have to use in the morning. Now, we do rent those to patients at the clinic because they cost $700 up front, but we rent them out for $100, and so you could make a focus visit and let us show you how to do it and get a trial of that.
Does that thing go around your forehead?
We put it on each temple.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I've tried it. I've been to your office a number of times trying various things. I'm pretty sure I tried that one, too.
Yeah, well...
You told me I was the worst case you ever saw.
Well, the only other possibility would be a cranial pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, PEMF. That can
maybe that's the one I used. It did a little pulsing thing with little lights.
Yeah, but it's a coil about 8 inches in diameter that you put on your head.
Okay. This one went all the way around my head, and I could walk around with it on.
When did you do this?
Probably 5 years ago.
No, there was nothing. That had to be the cranial stimulator. But we didn't have anything you could walk around with that back then.
Okay.
So it has to be the PEMF it has not been tried.
Okay, you got any ideas then? Should I come in?
Well, that's what I would suggest, and I might even loan you one for a week.
Okay. All righty. I thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And folks, remember, you are responsible. I'm not. I can only be responsible for myself and what I do. You are responsible for your health. If you do not sleep at least 7 hours a night, you're walking around like someone who's slightly drunk. There are more automobile accidents for people who sleep 6 or less hours a night than there are for people who are drunk. That's just one of 5 basic essential habits. Number 2, of course, is your weight. If your body mass index is above 24, you're a walking time bomb. For heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer. If you do not eat a minimum, we're talking about, it's almost like breathing, 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, you're not going to be healthy. It's not possible. And if you do not do some kind of absolute significant physical exercise, 30 minutes, 4 or 5 days a week, you're a walking time bomb. All of those bad habits increase your risk of all major diseases. So get your act together. It is your responsibility to sleep, to eat, to move, to take care of yourself adequately. I cannot do it for you. Now, in my opinion, all fast food restaurants are junk. I don't go to them, won't go to them. I'd rather starve to death than eat at any of them. Not one would I even drink a cup of coffee at. I wouldn't trust it not to have monosodium glutamate in it. And in the grocery store, there's no food other than in the produce and meat and dairy department that I would even consider buying, because all those packaged foods are beyond junk. 99% of the peanut butter sold in this country is junk. 100% of the boxed cereal sold in this country is junk. Wheat is now the most poisonous food available on the open market, thanks to Monsanto, loaded with Roundup. So get real food, move, and detach from those things you cannot change. That is the most important covenant that you should make with yourself for health throughout life. And if you're having trouble, if you're having side effects or negative effects or no effects from drugs, the time has come to get smart and go holistic at Sheely Soren Wellness, 351-5221. And of course, remember, we now have all kinds of extra wonderful therapy to improve your immune system, from ozone therapy, which is super oxygenation, and we can offer exomes, the finest alternative to stem cells, and of course the Rejuvimatrix, the electrical gadget that retunes your body and regenerates the natural telomeres, the tips of your DNA. Or you can use fire, earth, and crystal bliss. 3.5% a year growth of your telomeres instead of normal 1% shrinkage or greater. These are the normal healthy things that you can take advantage of through the Sheely Soren Wellness Institute. And of course, if you want to know what else is going on, get my book, Energy Medicine. It's my most comprehensive, complete book on the many, many safe alternatives. Or if you just want to know more about the general reason that I do what I do and continue doing it at 87, read my book, Conversations with G, A Physician's Encounter with Heaven. And of course, on my website, we have almost 60 biogenics exercises, guided imagery that give you all kinds of ways of dealing with stress and taking care of yourself. So there's dozens of ways of doing it. And until next Thursday, y'all have a good one.
Forty-fives. I collect and buy old phonograph records from the 1955 through 1970 era. And I especially enjoy buying the little 45s, one at a time, or by the bunch or the box. I'm mainly looking for early rock and roll 45s, but I also go for some old country western. If you want to sell, call Wayne Glenn at NICSA, 417-725-5580. 725-5580. I buy records.
The Salvation Army is teaming up with Chick-fil-A to reach the $1 million Tree of Lights fundraising goal. Starting Thursday, the Salvation Army will ring the bells at Chick-fil-A on South Glenstone and West Sunshine from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. until January 25th. To kick things off, Thursday is Spirit Day. Mention the Salvation Army and Chick-fil-A will donate 20% of your purchase all day long. Or you can donate at SalvationArmySpringfield.org or text SAL to 24365.
Hey, it's Rich with Armor Pest Control. Are you a military personnel, former or current, or in law enforcement, firefighter, or EMT? We here at Armor Pest Control want to say thank you by providing you and your family with our Everyday Heroes discount of 20% for life. That's right, 20% for life. Our services include bed bugs, roaches, mice, wildlife removal, general pest control, and bird removal. Bugs don't come back or we do for free. Find us on Facebook or call us at 417-300-2508.
A winter weather advisory in effect for late tonight. A flood watch goes into effect Friday morning. It'll be cloudy this afternoon, the high 41. Evening showers tonight, breezy late, some rain and drizzle. That should end before temperatures drop below freezing, the low at 28. Clouds and breezy, some sleet and freezing rain tomorrow morning, followed by rain and maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, the high 37. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
It's 39 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.